The Kremlin will be hoping this long line of voters can be relied upon to back United Russia, the pro-Vladimir Putin party that wants to hold on to its supermajority in the State Duma, the lower house of parliament. They face an hours-long wait on a cold Moscow morning. They could vote at any time in the next 3 days. The Election Commission says they're military personnel coming off a night shift. A Russian independent election monitoring group, Golot, pointed out the lack of people in uniform.
The thing is that more and more Russian citizens don't believe in the legitimacy of these elections. It's just for show. Nobody actually believed in free elections in the Soviet Union. It just became accepted for the communists to get 99% of the vote. Putin wants to create the same status quo, that United Russia will always have a supermajority and people will make peace with that. The only intrigue now is whether it's only the Kremlin that can influence voters or if smart voting can too.
The idea of smart or tactical voting came from allies of jailed opposition activist Alexei Navalny. They've drawn up a list of candidates most likely to defeat United Russia and so at least deprive the party of its supermajority. There's a smart voting app where you enter your voting district and it tells you who you should vote for. Now, the Kremlin has told Apple and Google that this app is illegal and both companies have now taken it off their stores. United Russia had just 27% support in pre-election polls. There's widespread public dissatisfaction with corruption and poor living standards. But the Russian president still enjoys around 60% approval. Vladimir Putin is isolating after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. He voted online.
As you can see, under sanitary constraints and quarantine, I did my civic duty online, in electronic format. Such voting system is used in many countries of the world and has been used in Moscow several times.
Many polling stations in Russia were like this for much of Friday. Quiet. Opposition groups say they want their supporters to wait until as late as possible on Sunday to vote to reduce the risk of their ballot being interfered with. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.